Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in Apple iOS and things like that. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer. I'm based in Herndon, Virginia. And, you know, Developing Perspective is a show where I talk about topics of note, topics of interest to iOS developers, people who like iOS, people who develop applications, things like that. Today I'm going to be talking about a kind of a funny situation that's currently in the App Store. And this specifically is related to an application called Temple Jump. And so Temple Jump is what you could probably charitably call a bit of a scam. It's, for a little bit of backstory, there's an app called Temple Run, which is incredibly popular in the App Store. It's currently the number two grossing app, was the number one grossing app for a long time. It's typically in the first one or two in the free apps category in the U.S. It was written by actually some people I know, some local app developers in D.C., Keith and Natalia. You know, it's a great app. I mean, I've enjoyed many an hour wasting away my time, running away from demon monkeys as I escape a temple, and, you know, it's a great game. And what someone has done, basically, is they've created an app that is seeking to benefit from that success by creating an app that doesn't really do much of anything, but in the same style in terms of the graphics and with a similar name, you know, Temple Run, Temple Jump, Temple Space Verb. And it's kind of an interesting thing because there's a bit of a brouhaha in the community about that, which I think is sort of, you know, fair enough and makes sense that it's, you know, it doesn't feel right. It feels like this app, which is written by a developer called Anton Sineshkov. I brutalized that last name, but let's call him Anton. He is a developer in the App Store who has created a couple of apps like this. There's a couple, you know, he has Angry Ninja Birds, he has Tiny Birds, Catch the Birds, Bird Cart, Numbers with Friends, Angry Grandpa, Zombie Jump, you know, it kind of goes on and on that it seems like the way he, you know, he has 68 apps in the App Store that kind of seem to be on this line, where he's kind of taking what someone else has done and sort of jumping on it. It's like he has Plants versus Zombie rather than Zombies. And he has a whole variety of these apps that are just, you know, they feel scammy. They feel like they're being disingenuous to the user, that they're capitalizing on someone's expectations that they're related to something else, but in reality they're not. And, you know, as an app developer, as someone who, you know, makes my living here in the App Store, this doesn't make me feel good. This doesn't, you know, it feels like it cheapens or diminishes users' expectations of what they can expect from the App Store, which is bad for my business, which is bad for sort of all of our businesses, if people start having this expectation that, apps in the App Store are not so good. But it's kind of difficult and complicated, though, because when I look at this, though, I don't think that you can, like, some people say, oh, Apple needs to pull this app from the App Store. And as much as I don't like it, as much as, you know, it's like I know the people who made the app that they're kind of ripping off and sort of profiteering from, they made a great app and then someone else is profiting from, you know, a bad version of that. I struggle with if there's a way to sort of on an institutional basis sort of take that good taste. And you look at something like this and you're like, that's just not in good taste. You know, it's like irrespective of how the app is, if it was a great app, if it did awesome things, you know, it's like irrespective of those things, it just feels in bad taste to take, you know, the work of an independent developer who had a wild success, which is awesome. You know, and as an independent developer myself, I mean, that's the thing that keeps you motivated is when you see people do that. And then to kind of cheapen that by being very successful, by kind of ripping them off and taking it, and, you know, an app that's nowhere near the same level of polish, nowhere near the same level of quality, and putting it out there. That just doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel good. But I don't know how you would address that. Because, I mean, the thing is, I mean, in this app, he's very careful and he seems to be very conscious that it's not, He's not trying to make people think it's Temple Run, which would be certainly clearly wrong. Some of his other apps, I think, sort of are on the wrong side of that line. You know, where it's like Plants versus Zombie versus Plants versus Zombies, is, you know, that's clearly sort of disingenuous and deceptive. Temple Jump is a different name, you know, and fair enough. It's trying to associate itself with that. I mean, I remember back there was the big thing about the Doodle apps and whether Doodle Jump could kind of copyright Doodle something, but then everyone sort of started to do that. And it's like, can the Emoji, you know, can Keith and Natalia claim Temple Verb as whatever, you know, sort of that's theirs and they can do what they want with that? Or is that kind of, you know, is that too much? Is that kind of pulling it in? And you look at the app itself, you know, its icon is very reminiscent of their one, but it's different. You know, it looks like it was made by another artist who, you know, was said, hey, here's an app icon that I like, and, you know, I'm trying to kind of staying in the style, and could you make me something that looks similar to it? You know, if you think the best of the guy in terms of, you know, his motivations, you could almost imagine it as in the same way that, you know, master painters copy other master painters to become better at what they do. You know, I don't think people consider that necessarily disingenuous. It's like you're trying to, you know, Temple Run is one of the best games in the store. And so it makes sense that if you're trying to make a game in the store, that you would be trying to do that. You know, sort of being in that style, following along. I mean, it's in some ways, you know, it's the imitation is the sincerest form of flattery kind of a thing. So that's, you know, that's fair enough. He doesn't seem to be breaking copyright in that way. He's more just being deceptive in a sort of a disingenuous way. And so, you know, if you kind of have those, if it had been like, you know, Temple Run! Exclamation mark, I think that'd be totally reasonable for, you know, Keith and Natalia to make a copyright or trademark sort of claim to Apple. And Apple's typically, in my experience, been very good about pulling apps down, or at least reviewing and investigating if, you know, when they have complaints like that. But in this case, it's like, what do you do? Like, the app, I haven't downloaded it because the last thing I'm going to do is support someone I think is ripping off, you know, a fellow indie, especially a local indie. But, you know, from kind of accounts, it's a game. It works. It has, looks like, you know, somewhat custom artwork in it and things like that. It's just not very good. But it seems kind of harsh to say, like, well, because it's not very good, it shouldn't be allowed in the App Store. You know, like, tens of thousands of people have downloaded this app in the last day or two. And it seems kind of harsh to be like, well, I'm sorry, your app's not good enough to be downloaded by people. Those people shouldn't be allowed to download it. It's like, you start getting the very slippery slope when you start saying, well, this isn't good enough to be in the App Store because it isn't as polished as one of the best apps in sort of in creation. And I think that's the thing that I struggle with is, I mean, I don't think this is the case for Anton, but if you think the best of it, say, for example, it's someone learning to make games. They think the App Store is super cool. They see a game like Temple Run, they play it, they love it, and they decide, hey, you know, I want to make something kind of like that. I want to learn how to make games, and I want to kind of build something like that. And they go off and they work on it and they work on it and they work on it and they make it and they put it in the App Store and they're so proud of it. It's like, should that not be allowed? Should they not be able to sort of put an app in the store because it's inspired and similar to something else? I mean, you look at Temple Run and it's like stylistically, it's clearly based on the Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. I can't remember. Whichever Indiana Jones begins with him running out of a temple with a shrine with a giant, you know, with a giant ball rolling, a boulder rolling after him. You know, they replace the boulder with demon monkeys, which is, you know, clearly a substantial difference there. But it's, you know, it's in the style. It's the guy with the kind of the hat and kind of the look of, you know, it's Indiana Jones, and that feels fine. That's a remix. That is taking something that's part of kind of the popular culture and the mindset of people and saying, you know, hey, we're gonna make a game that's kind of fun like that. You know, and it's like, they didn't call it, you know, like their main character's name isn't Indiana or it isn't, you know, Illinois. It's, you know, that they took that and they went far enough away that it feels like it's in good taste. And what this guy did is he took something and he didn't go far enough away from it is probably the best way to say it. And so it's not in good taste. And so it feels, you know, dirty and scammy. And, you know, I wish it wasn't in the App Store. But I can't think of a way to make it go away in a way that, if you institutionalized, would be reasonable. That, you know, it's wherever you draw the line, people are going to be sitting there constantly trying to find it. Because as soon as you know, there's a tremendous amount of money to be made just on the razor edge on the other side of that line. And I mean, in some ways, I'd love for Apple to move that line really far along. I mean, and you can think of all kinds of crazy things that they could do. It's like maybe if they, you know, you cost $1,000 to submit an app to the App Store rather than $100 per year, it's like it's $1,000 to make a new app. Then the number of people who just kind of throw things up there and hope they work. I mean, this gentleman seems has made 68 apps that a lot of them kind of look like they're kind of have that vibe of it. It's like, well, let me throw something in. Let me see if this works, see if that works, see if this works. You know, it's like if that had a substantial financial cost, that would likely be, you know, sort of dramatically reduced. Or, you know, but at the same time, that would really hurt smaller indie shops who, you know, couldn't maybe, you know, maybe not indie shops, but just individuals, kind of people learning the platform, learning how to do things. It's kind of fun to be able to put something in the store. You know, so then you're like, well, should there be like two different stores? Should there be a store, you know, like a fancy store and a not so fancy store? And so but that kind of feels weird too. Like, can you really say, well, it's like, well, you know, this is where we put all the really good apps. All the really good apps are in this store. And then here's kind of like the sketchy side neighborhood where, you know, all the bad apps hang out, or an app has to sort of prove itself there, and we pull over the cream of the crop from that. But, you know, I just don't see it. And so it's frustrating, but I think I'd rather live in a world and work in a world where Apple is reviewing apps to get rid of, like, I imagine they're cutting out 90% of just horrific apps that I'm sure are being submitted, and then only letting through the good stuff. And that may feel kind of, when you see something like this get through, you're like, oh man, I wish they kind of had pulled that. But I don't know if you can kind of do that in a systematic way that doesn't feel unfair, that doesn't feel, you know, to someone else who is making an app that is, you know, has the best intentions, and sort of to cut them out. I think I'd rather let the market sort it out, that apps like this get, you know, sort of toasted, and, you know, it's currently has 315 one-star reviews and 28 five-star reviews. Clearly, it's not a good app. Maybe that's the way Apple should handle it, that rather than doing rankings based on charts, based on sales, I mean, and volume, it's like to have some weighting there for quality and basing that on, say, customer reviews, which is not the best measure, but, you know, you could kind of throw that in there and say, even if you've got lots of sales, you kind of have this, if you're really poorly reviewed, there's kind of like an anchor around your neck that you'd have to have tremendous volume to kind of offset that. Maybe that's the way to do it. I mean, that seems pretty reasonable to me, and maybe that's kind of where I'll conclude this, and to kind of say, Apple, please do something like that so that low-quality apps don't make it high in the charts, because then it kind of it feeds on itself. And I think there's a number of apps that kind of come to mind that would, you know, meet that criteria. You have kind of all the kind of the very scammy kind of, you know, the flashlight or lock screen apps or things like that that, you know, just aren't very high quality, but have found their way into the top list and then just live there forever, because once you're in the list, that's what it's easy to stay there. Anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. That's it for today's show. You can hit me up on Twitter. I'm @_DavidSmith. And otherwise, my blog at david-smith.org. I'll probably be talking about this a bit more today. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you like it, please tell a friend. That's the best thing you can do. Rate it on iTunes if you want. Or just generally enjoy it. And I'll talk to you later. Happy coding.